All right, we're back with Jax. Okay, what is your favorite dad joke?
Okay, this one's my favorite dad joke of the week, okay?
Oh. Like,
it changes It changes almost daily. I follow that dad jokes Twitter. Dad tells jokes, right? My favorite dad joke of the week is, if two vegans get in a fight, is it still beef? Dad is like,
why wouldn't I laugh? But here's the funny part about this. Melanie is the one who normally loves these horrible jokes.
thank you.
There you go. Jax will be performing two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, one show on Sunday.
Don't forget to tip your bartender.
Jax, what do you look forward to most next?
Tour. I want to play shows. Oh my God. Pittsburgh. I've been like stuck in this freaking house for way too long. I'm
Pittsburgh,
baby. I want to go and meet people and do meet and greets and then like sneak off to like drink and hang out and party with the fans after the show. So,
all right, Jax, what is the one thing that you've always wanted to be asked, but nobody has ever asked you in an interview before? You're like, ah, oh, I wish somebody would ask me this question.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I feel like people ask me everything. let me think. Okay. Do you have any fun collections?
Jax, do you have any fun collections?
Wow, Bubba, it's funny you asked that. I collect little spoons.
Yes, that's awesome.
And I only use them. I don't use the other spoons. Like, I only use the little spoons that I collect. They're either antiques or I did not. I borrowed them from big corporations. And whatever, I would like to keep every spoon, that little spoon that I find, from a sentimental moment, right? So either I ask or I'll sneak it or I will purchase it, whatever it is. I have about 67 or 68 spoons now in my collection that I use every day.
I love this.
No one ever asked me that.
This was amazing. This was so great. Thank you so much. I heard you're doing a performance of Victoria's Secret for us.
I guess, yes. I would love to perform the song for you if you guys will have me.
Absolutely.
Okay.
God, I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger that all bodies aren't the same. Photoshop itty bitty models on magazine covers told me I was overweight. I stopped eating, what a bummer. Can't have carbs and a hot girl summer. If I could go back and tell myself when I was younger, I'd say, psst, I know Victoria's Secret. And girl, you wouldn't believe, she's an old man who lives in Ohio, making money off of girls like me, cashing in on body issues, selling skin and bones with big boobs. I know Victoria's Secret.
What is it?
She was made up by a dude. Victoria was made up by a dude. A dude. Victoria was made up by a dude. I wish somebody would have told me that thighs of thunder meant normal human thighs. And all the pressure I was under to lose my appetite and fight the cellulite with Hunger Games like every night. If I could go back and tell myself when I was younger, I'd say, hey, dummy, I know Victoria's Secret. And girl, you wouldn't believe, she's an old man who lives in Ohio, making money off of girls like me, cashing in on body issues, selling skin and bones with big boobs. I know Victoria's Secret. She was made up by a dude. Oh, she was made up by a dude. A dude. Victoria was made up by, I know Victoria's Secret. And girl, you wouldn't believe, she's an old man who lives in Ohio, making money off of girls like me, cashing in on body shoe selling, skin and bones with big boobs. I know Victoria's Secret. She was never made.